In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us be perfectly clear about the gospel. Jesus contravened the laws of nature so that there was more food afterwards than when he began. He did this by his power as God. He did not inspire people to share the food that they had brought with them. That, my friends, is not a miracle. It's a nice thing, but it's not a miracle. And it contravenes the plain words of sacred scripture. There seems in the current age to be a prejudice against any kind of miracles, and people try to explain them away. And sometimes, you know, that's the right thing to do. You know, you want to have kind of not a skeptical, but a critical attitude to say, is this really a miracle? Well, if you look at the sacred scripture, the miracles that are recounted there are miracles. That is the only way to explain them without committing violence against the scripture. So if you are ever at a place where the priest or the deacon, or heaven forbid a bishop, should say, well, this really wasn't a miracle, Jesus was just such a nice guy that he inspired people to share their soggy fish sandwiches with one another, just turn the volume off, because it's absolute nonsense. But let's look at the reading from the book of Numbers. The children of Israel were a piece of work, weren't they? Yeah, here's God. They're in slavery in Egypt. He sends Moses to them. The power of God confronts the most powerful king of the ancient world, the most powerful nation, the most powerful army. 10 plagues are visited upon the Egyptians to free the children of Israel. When the Egyptians repent, God destroys the army of Egypt. And yet what do the children of Israel do? We don't like the manna from heaven. They don't like the bread of angels. We want meat. And, you know, I suppose even the best of food, pizza, could get old if that's all you had all the time. But let's keep a sense of proportion. Why are you in the desert? Because you're journeying to the promised land. You were in slavery before. The food might have been okay. Of course the food is, quote-unquote, free if you're a slave. But you're still a slave. No wonder Moses complained about God about the children of Israel. God did, in fact, give them meat to prove his power and just basically, I think, to shut them up. But I think sometimes we ourselves are like the children of Israel. We are. We complain to God about the things that we don't have when we're surrounded by the many blessings which God gives us. Oftentimes, a penance that I will give to people when they're envious or when they're complaining about what God hasn't given them is to reflect upon what God has given them. It's amazing when we change the focus from what we seem to lack to what we have, what God has given us, the blessings that are showered upon us. The importance of what we seem to lack diminishes quite a bit. Now, we should still pray for the things that we desire as long as they're good, or the things that we want, again, as long as they're good. But we shouldn't let that be the focus of our lives. We shouldn't let it make us bitter. And so, my suggestion, don't let a day go by where you do not praise God for 3 things that he has given you. It can be the same 3 things every day, or it can be the first 3 things that come to your mind. But that gratitude to God, that prayer of gratitude and thanksgiving, will make a world of difference in your attitude about a great many things, and it will open your eyes to the wonder and the care that God has given you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.